Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
I'm marvellous. How are you?
I feel like I'm in the presence of TV royalty here.
Oh.
Like, seriously, like, because obviously we'll know you from Brochi and Curry and all those things, right? But then you go down to the list of the other things you've done. I don't know, from Big Brother to Dancing on Ice, like you were on Loose. Like you've just never stopped. You're always doing something really fascinating to me.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I've been very lucky that I managed to do all different things. Theatre, musical theatre, presenting, acting.
Music itself.
Yeah. So I've been able to dip my toe in all areas, which is it's been very rewarding.
I'd say so. And were you always like that? Were you always, was it hard to kind of narrow down what you wanted to do? Or was it always just acting first and then other things have come out?
It was singing first.
That's what I was going to say. Was it
music first?
I started
out as a singer and I kind of fell into acting with Brookside.
Okay.
It was my first acting job when I was 26.
Stop.
Although I looked about 12 when I was in Brookside.
You did.
I was very blessed.
So singing first.
And
was that always the dream?
That was what, musical theatre was the dream.
Yeah, okay, musical theatre was.
Always the dream. And then I went to work on cruise ships, did summer seasons, pantos, came back to Brookside for 6 years, a chance meeting with Richard Curtis at the BAFTA Awards. And they asked me to do, Mel B had dropped out and they asked me to do Celebrity Big Brother. And there was no reality TV at the time.
No, that was brand new.
Yeah, it didn't exist, yeah. So we were kind of like...
Who won that? You came...
Jack D won,
you came second.
We had Keith Duffy in it with us as well.
Keith Duffy, that's right.
Irishman.
Yeah, just after playing his two shows in the Emirates there at the weekend with Boyzone.
Oh, I know. It looked
massive,
great, didn't it?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Did you go?
No, I didn't.
It looked fab, didn't it?
I saw all the
footage.
I know, jealous. So then, like, with musical theatre being, I guess, the impetus for this entire career you've led... How amazing that you're back on stage as Miss Hannigan in Annie in the Borgosh Energy Theatre. This is incredible.
So win-win-win.
Yeah.
I love Dublin. I love Ireland. And when I come, I'm going to bring my mother.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to get to spend the week here, which is an absolute... And I'm buttering Michelle, our PR lady from the theatre. I'm saying, you might want me to come the day before just to do an extra press. So just so I can get an extra night in Dublin.
I think that's a great shout, Michelle. Sort that out, I think. And come here, has your mum been much over this side?
Yeah, my mother loves Dublin.
Okay, brilliant.
She comes over with the girls.
See, that's...
And hangs around Temple Bar. The floozy she is.
That's legendary. What's her name?
It.
Give her a shout out on the radio.
Kathy.
Brilliant.
And her name is Kathy O'Reilly.
Oh, stop. There's
that's
the Irish
name,
connection
yeah.
right there. So where, like, is there Irish on both sides of the family? One side of the family?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's Castlebar is the family.
Okay.
My grandfather, Ambrose Riley, the Irish side there. I think in Liverpool, everyone's connected to Ireland.
It's great. We love it. Like, there's that whole, I guess the whole West Coast. I mean, there's so many cities that are so populated by people who went as short a distance as is possible to get a new life. You know
well,
what
that
I mean?
Was it. It was the potato famine, wasn't
was,
it? People
yeah.
went across.
Yeah, lots of reasons for us going across, yeah. So this runs from the 11th to the 16th of August. Obviously, Ireland famous for its beautiful summers. How will you ever cope with the sweltering 17 degrees that we're going to maybe give you if you're lucky? It's going to be fun. Tell me about Annie and Miss Hannigan, that role in particular, because she's not very nice.
Oh, no, she's awful. Mm. I mean, she's an alcoholic cougar who hates children. I mean, is that hard to play? I don't know.
I'm not saying there's typecasting going
children.
On, but of course you do.
The rest, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's been a dream role of mine for ages. I grew up watching Annie as a kid.
Yeah.
All my friends wanted to play Molly or Annie. I wanted to be Hannigan.
Did you?
I was obsessed with Carol Burnett.
No way. Oh, she is so classy.
I mean,
she was
the epitome, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was a masterclass. Mm. And so I've wanted to play this part for many, many years. But it's a role that you... get offered at a certain stage in an age in your life, I suppose.
You had to wait.
Yeah,
you were far too young
in
your 20s to get this. Yeah,
to get the battle scars.
Well, whatever you've got, it's going to look absolutely amazing on stage in the Borgosh Energy Theatre from the 11th to the 16th of August. Do not miss. Annie's going to be incredible. And of course, you'll have Claire Sweeney in the role of Miss Hannigan. I've got actress, musical theatre star, musician, presenter, reality TV star, she's done it all. I've got Claire Sweeney with me. Claire, thanks for sticking around. Let's talk about some of the TV stuff. So, what, like, when you look back...
You just accidentally said my my drinking name when I've had a few drinks.
Slare Queenie. I'm Maeve Doerr. So Maeve Doerr and
Slare Queenie in Temple Bar.
I think we will.
Send her home.
Kathy will make sure that we'll see Slare Queenie. Tell me about the different TV things, because I often think they're so different. It's so different to be a presenter than to be an actor, than to be yourself or a version of yourself in a reality TV show. Like, how hard is it to manage all those different personalities?
It's a job, isn't it? You know, when you go to, when I'm in Coronation Street and I'm poisoning Ken Barlow, I mean, that's not similar to me, Claire. No. You know, that's a bit of a leap of faith, that one.
Yeah.
And then Hannigan, I'm an actress. It's what you do. It's, you put your different hats on for different jobs, don't you?
But the presenting must be very different then. I mean, are you? Is there an element of acting or performing, I guess, in presenting?
I mean, for me, with the presenting on stage, you've got to look out and you've got to make the whole auditorium feel involved.
Yeah.
With presenting, you're looking down a camera and you're just thinking of that one person sitting on the sofa and you're having an intimate chat with them.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's a different type of thing. Acting for camera is a lot smaller, depending
on
the shot sizes well. If it's a close-up, just know to do less. On stage, everything is big and it's got to get across the footlights. So it's just knowing your craft, really.
And then the reality stuff, when you were doing things like Big Brother, Dancing on Ice, whatever, you've done so much, but like, what, like, is there a moment on those where you kind of go...
It was just a case of staying up. I mean, I was terrible. I was useless.
But you did Strictly as well, didn't you?
I did the very first Strictly.
The very first one.
Yeah. Whilst I remember, I watched Strictly Now and they say we've been rehearsing 68 hours this week. And all these hours. I was filming 60-minute makeover all day. I'd run in and do an hour, then do the show for Saturday.
And it was probably just as good.
Oh, I don't know.
It probably was.
I mean, they're pretty good now, aren't they?
Yeah, no, at this stage,
I was very good from the waist up.
Amazing. You can catch Slare Queenie or Claire Sweeney in the Borgosh Energy Theatre from the 11th to the 16th of August, 2026. Do not miss Annie. And you'll get Claire as Miss Hannigan. Claire, thank you so much for coming in and spending the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
See you later.
Dave Moore on Today FM.